with a media consultant today.
It's Rise FM Lunch. Tieti, Tieti, are you on the line? Hi.
How are you, Lily?
I'm good, how are you?
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's only a pleasure. Are you good, my brother?
I'm good, Lily. I'm good. So awesome. And I'm so happy. Before you continue, can I give you a compliment?
You want to give me a compliment?
Like, you've got a beautiful name. Your name sounds like something that you can put on a dessert or something. Put it in a mint. Like, can I have a lily as a dessert? Yes.
Not a lily on the rocks, maybe? No?
How are you?
I'm great, my love. I'm so glad to reconnect with you. I don't know when last we spoke, but it was a long, long, long time ago. And also, I'm not seeing much of you. I could see if because I don't do much of social media, and that's where people normally just share their work. But also the people of Mpumalanga have been asking, not Emalahleni, because I see you quite busy in Emalahleni. But everyone else is asking, where is Tieti? What are you up to?
Because, like, there's something about life. Life will take you and put you into changes, and that's where God wants to work with you. Mm-hmm. Then when he's done working with you, then go with us to the public again.
Yeah.
And God says, now this is your time. But, like, sometimes in life, like, there's a time for everything. Right?
Yeah.
And then now, like, I was waiting patiently for my time. And while I was waiting patiently for my time, I understood my purpose. Okay, getting purpose, yeah. And now, after understanding my purpose, coming out to the public, I know exactly what my purpose is, to make the world be a better place and make them laugh, you know. And now, that's what I'm doing. And I'm back with a bang.
You're back with a bang and doing it with a purpose now, because you're right, absolutely. Sometimes we fall into things we eventually refer to as careers, but it's only when you take time out and actually reflect and decide for yourself, well, this is actually what I want to commit myself to. This is, after all, the purpose of my life. You released a DVD. I don't know why you would call yourself Dangerous Ravage.
the DVD that didn't reach so many people because of COVID.
Yeah.
But I'm grateful. It was 2019. It was my first one-man show.
Yeah.
You know, like, it was a wonderful show. Like, I remember the show that I did, I think I'm the first comedian in the entire world to come up with such a concept. In the sense that I was using a live band and singing and music, and obviously using a different segment just to give our audience something different.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it didn't work out. Okay, it went well then, but it didn't reach a whole lot of people as I expected due to COVID. Then after COVID, it was difficult to come back. You know, like, we had to start from scratch, starting doing club gigs, coming up with new material, and rebranding yourself. Like, there was a lot that I personally needed to do before I can come out. So now, I started last year, I've been hosting comedy club gigs, and this year I'm doing a theater show gig,
Emalahleni
Comedy Festival. Then, I'm planning to do a one-man tour, which will bring that all those elements that I was using in 2019, trying to market to reach a whole lot of people in South Africa. And I hope South Africans will accept it well, because,
right,
to be honest, Lily, this is a great innovative concept in the comedy industry, whereby you see a choir, you see a band, you see visuals, and the comedian on stage.
Mm-hmm.
And I will start a story, then the punchline will be a song.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
And that's how interesting it is there.
Where does the concept come from, CHC? I mean, 2015, 2019 sounds a little bit too early for that kind of a concept. Where did it come from?
Yeah. So, like, my love for music. I love music, and here's the thing about me. I can do everything in the world except for singing. I've got a bad voice. However, I believe I've got a great ear for music.
For music, yeah.
So a whole lot of my jokes, I was using audio, you know?
Okay.
Like, I will tell a joke, then I will sing sometimes, but it didn't reach out the way I wanted, you know. Okay. Then whenever I play audio, I think it has been done several times. Then the other day I went to a club, then I saw a group performing,
mm-hmm.
and then they're playing like these old, like your Soul and Rock Rock songs.
Yeah,
know?
Yeah.
Then I asked to perform with them. So, guys, I've got a joke. can you please help me? Then the guys were like on spot. Then we did something, and the audience
nice.
Was crazy.
Nice.
Then from there, I was like, okay, this is it. This is it. Then I started doing it, like when I do little shows and whatever. Then my first one, I showed that when I performed it in front of 600 people. But the aim now is to do it in all over South Africa.
So a one-man show, it's going to be a tour. You're going to bring a whole live kind of presentation. And we're hoping everybody warms up to it. And this time that it becomes even a bigger success. 10 times the first one was supposed to be. When is it busy going when you're not doing comedy? Like, what do you get up to?
Okay, when I'm not doing comedy, I like to call myself the pioneer because I believe I pioneered a whole lot of things. I started a whole lot of things that has to do with community upliftment.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a company called Matlakala Recycling Materials.
Mm-hmm.
So, for Matlakala Recycling Materials, you know, like I'm the end of the service.
Yeah.
they call me dating. So, Linda, I don't like dating.
Yeah, true.
So, they say, cleanliness next to God.
Mm-hmm.
So, I decided, like, to open a company that has to do with recycling, that has to clean our township, that has to clean our environment, like both the schools and to public spaces and make sure our environment is clean, and taking the initiative to teach, especially the young ones, about the cleanliness and about the environment.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So like when I'm not doing comedy, when I'm not in the public space, that's the space that I do on the side there.
Okay. So I take it, Bopikinini, when they come across you, do they know you? Do you have like young fans?
I've got young fans.
Young people as
trust
your fans.
Me, like, I've got young fans and I've got Abogogo.
Uh-huh.
And there's no difference between Abogogo and young fans. These are the only people who call me baby. Then, Utangazam is the original.
I absolutely hear you.
Yeah, but I've got young fans for days. My daughter, she's 11 years old. She's an author.
And
she's currently writing a book titled This Lady and the Dirty Animals. Like, it's about the environment.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so the aim is to go to school as well, read those books.
Yeah.
And except for that, I think I've got something great for Mpumalanga, even if it's not a done deal. But can I share something? I believe it's important. Like every comedian or every artist, we normally think of ourselves most of the time.
Yeah. You know?
Want to pursue our career, I want to do this, I want to be a superstar, I want to be number one.
Mm-hmm.
Then we forget about where we come from. Number one, and we don't put development at the head of our priority, at the top of our priority.
Yeah.
You know? So now, remember, I was on a show called So It Needs to Find You.
Mm-hmm.
And I came number two, and that show exposed me to the rest of the country. That's where a whole lot of people remember me from.
Yeah, Casey, we're running out of time. I'm hoping you guys also come back on, is it Comedy Wednesday? Because also
Are you back? Festival.
Nice.
Yeah, Emalahleni Comedy Festival, 29 March, live at the Emalahleni Banquet Hall.
Love it.
Tickets are available with Compute Tickets. I've got 8 comedians.
Nice.
5 comedians. Uh-huh. Titi Pasha. I've got Smokey Nyembe, Hilda. You name them. Kidwone Mlaus. Tamani R. The legendary soul from Emalahleni.
Yeah.
Opening acts, you know, like the aim is to actually give Emalahleni and the local Mpumalanga Comedians a platform to share with the experienced guys from Johannesburg.
It's very necessary. Tsietsi Matlakala, thank you so much for joining us on Rise FM. Lunch has been good catching up with you.
No, thank you so much. Thank you so much. And thank you to your wonderful listeners. Halala, the number one radio station in Mpumalanga.
Halala. That's Tsietsi Matlakala. If you are in Emalahleni and around that area, I know he's very popular there. Quite busy in the area as well, but going on a one-man comedy show very, very soon. Hopefully coming to Mbombela as well, but also exploring in Mpumalanga. So do look out for him. Here's Shama Fit with Better. I'm out of here. Let's hang out again on Monday, yeah? Take good care of yourself, my love. Give me a chance.